This is the sound of an almost forgotten part of California's history. In a state where the car culture is king, European-style road racing was very popular in the post-World War II era. Southern California Road Racing is the title of a new book written by a Ventura County historian.
Road racing is basically auto racing on a course that's usually around 2 miles or longer on a paved course. If you figure oval racing, think of something much larger with a lot more curves and banks on it and straightaways. It kind of mimics what the driving experience was in Europe back in the early 20th century. The Long Beach Grand Prix would be the closest example of that type of racing. Now, there are courses out here on the West Coast, like in Willow Springs, and up in the Monterey area in Laguna Seca, where that type of racing is still done.
Author Tony Baker says while road racing was big in some other parts of the country, nowhere was it bigger than Southern California.
In the greater New York area, as well as New England, there was a good deal of interest in European-style road racing during the post-war era and early 50s, but the real big action was happening out here in California.
The racing included familiar names like Lotus and Ferrari, plus some more obscure names that only car buffs would know, like a Devon Panhard or a Cooper T39 Bobtail. Road race events were common on the South Coast in the 50s and 60s.
There was Paramount Ranch, which was the old Paramount movie lot, and for about a year or 2 years in the mid to late 1950s, there was a big course there, and many famous races took place at that course. In fact, it's still famous today among racing aficionados. And then in Santa Barbara County, for something like 20 years, there were yearly road races held at Santa Barbara Airport.
Baker has written a number of articles and books about Southern California's car culture and has amassed his own museum of images.
I collect images of road racing out in the West here as sort of a hobby, started about 10 years ago, and currently I have an archive probably of, 4,000 or 5,000 images, and I'm always out hunting. Plus, I'm a historian, so I actually speak to the people I get the photographs from and take oral histories of them and get their histories on racing.
The author talks about how he became interested in road racing.
I've always been, naturally a historian in my interest anyway. Ever since I was a kid, I've always been interested in the history of places. But as far as motorsports go, I grew up in Los Angeles in the 1960s, and the car scene was huge in those days, and I guess it's just carried over a love of motorsports in general and cars.
While the road racing days are largely gone, Baker says there are a number of car collectors in the region. He says it's not uncommon to see some of these rolling pieces of history on the road on the Central and South Coasts.
All over the place, particularly in Ventura and Santa Barbara County, there's all kinds of rare European race cars hidden away in garages that come out at car shows. And the region, we have a fairly active car club and car show scene here. So those cars are available, and if you drive around, you might see them places like Highway 150.
Baker says he hopes the book will help commemorate what's become an almost forgotten part of Southern California's history.
I'm just trying to preserve the story more than anything else. I'm trying to record history. I hope people are entertained by the book, and I hope it opens up their eyes to the scene here. Also, I think it's important that these stories not be forgotten.
Baker's new book, Southern California Road Racing, is available at bookstores and online August 12th. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.